I want to ask a question before I read the scripture. What I'm going to do, I'm going to piggyback on the lesson we had in devotion this morning, in our prayer and fasting devotion. I'm going to extend on it. Yesterday, after the devotion, Pastor Tim called me and asked me to speak tonight because he don't think he's going to make it because of his toughness. So I always say yes to the Lord. And yesterday, the topic that was prepared was God's wisdom and direction. And I spoke on it briefly yesterday morning in our devotion. But as I meditate more on it after I left and after Pastor spoke to me, I went to the Lord and said, Lord, you know, this is a beautiful lesson. There were two beautiful lessons. One was done on Monday. That was on Tuesday. Talking about the pursuit of sexual purity was done by Elder Brown. And it was done so well and so detailed, and the scripture was there. And when I was going home, I think about it, and I said, you know, I think my next sermon is going to be in that direction. But this is not a sermon tonight. It's just something we want to look at in the Word of God. So I said, I'll piggyback on that and say, Lord, guide my thoughts and increase me with some knowledge that I can share tonight with us. So the question I want to ask, if anybody can tell me how many types of wisdom there is, I want to talk tonight about wisdom and direction, which was the topic for yesterday. But you know, we talk about wisdom. How many types of wisdom you have heard of or know of or can talk of? Does anybody have any idea how many types of wisdom? All right, you said two. Anybody have three? Anybody have? All right, well, let's hear your three first.
The wisdom of God, the wisdom of the world, and my own wisdom.
All right, very good. Brother Tim.
Wisdom of God and our wisdom.
Wisdom of God and our wisdom. Well, you're both right. Because you have the wisdom of God and the wisdom of this world that James talk about. And some of us have wisdom. Have you ever been in a conversation where you're faced with some decision to make, maybe within a group or within a setting, and somebody make a decision and then the other person said, well, it can't work. You got to use wisdom. And then when that person say you got to use wisdom, then you wonder what wisdom they are talking about. You know? Because a lot of people think about their wisdom. The Bible talk about wisdom. We know that. And it talk about the wisdom of God. And James tells us that we must use the wisdom of God. And the Bible tells us that we should pray for wisdom. If any man needs wisdom, then he should ask. And it shall be given to him freely. Without any, the Bible said, upbraided. Which means there is no condition, so to speak. But we have to, as believers, understand and know what wisdom is. Where did this wisdom of God came from? Anybody know? We know God is from the beginning. He has no beginning, he has no end. But what about wisdom? Where does this wisdom come from? We all talk about use wisdom sometimes. So where does it come from? Where did it start? It come from God, he's the most high God. Yeah, because I know just about all of us at some time or the other in our discussion said we need wisdom. But wisdom comes from God, but wisdom has been with God. The Bible said, by the God formed the world by wisdom. Wisdom was with God before the earth was created, before the heaven came into existence. Think about that. Let's turn your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 8. I'm going to share a few verses and I'm going to talk about something. Because we got to understand the wisdom of God. Because if we have the wisdom of God, let me tell you something. We have the word of God, we need just about nothing. Even when we are going into a quicksand, if we have the wisdom of God, let me tell you, we are still victorious. Proverbs chapter 8. And I'm going to read a couple verses there, and then I might skip around as the Lord led me. Proverbs chapter 8, I start with verse 1. Doth not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? Here it starts, I don't know, so we're going to talk about understanding too. She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the paths. She cried at the gates, at the entrance of the city, at the coming in of the doors. Unto you, O men, I called, and my voice is in the sons of man. Is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that findeth knowledge. Receive my instructions, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold, for wisdom is better than rubies. And all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with pure prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the forward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes ruled and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. For I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance and fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before the works of old. Yes, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was, where there was no depths. I was brought forth when there were no fountains abounding in the waters. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth, while as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set compass upon the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he stretched the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea the decree that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, and I'll stop there for a while. This is what we are talking about, wisdom. That's wisdom. That's God power, infinite wisdom. The subject of wisdom remains an all necessity in our life. It is what we are required to apply to our hearts as we number our days. I believe it is not an option for those who understand that life is measured by each passing minute of the day. Our life, we are already a few seconds or a few minutes older than when we came through the door this evening. Psalms 90 verse 12 said, teach us to number our days, Lord, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. That's God's wisdom. Wisdom is a minefield of inexhaustible treasure. It is as old as God, which means it is infinite. Wisdom is an attribute of God whose market value can only be described as a priceless divine gift. We got to understand what wisdom is. As believers, we have a lamp that must. We have a lamp that must be kept burning brighter and brighter. And I want to quote a quote from Mother Teresa, who said, "To keep the burning, the lamp burning, we have to put oil in it." Right? We have to put oil in it. We can recall the parable of the 10 virgins. They had sufficient oil, but there was a difference between the wise one and the fool one. The foolish virgin ran out of oil, and they had to went and get oil. When they came back, the door was shut. It was too late. We have to put that burning desire in our heart for God's wisdom to go through. Can anyone give me an example of God's wisdom that can guide us through life? Give me an example, even a scripture quote, of God's wisdom that can guide us through life. Acknowledge Him. Hallelujah. Thank you. That's it. That's wisdom. When we are in a crossroads, when we are in the middle of a challenge or anything at all, we need to ask God for wisdom. We need to go to God and say, "Lord, help me." The wisdom of mankind and our wisdom cannot take us over the threshold. We need God's help to lift up, because we are weaklings and we need God's strength. He is our strength when we are weak. And so we need God's wisdom. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 16, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove." But I don't believe that Jesus was saying we should use a serpent's wisdom. Okay? We do believe that as lambs, we are innocent and vulnerable folks. We can only survive in the midst of wolves as long as we are armed with godly wisdom. Wisdom is the key part of our holding place where we trust God by faith. Wisdom calls us to trust God. Wisdom helps us to do the impossible. It is a force that makes a way when there is no way. Don't tell me that I can't do this. You know, what frustrates me is when I'm in a meeting or in a function and trying to make decision, and I say, hey, we can do this. We can get $10,000 to fix the roof. Oh, where is it going to come from? That's too much. We can't do it. The brethren cannot afford it. We can't go to them and give them. So where are you expecting? God said He will supply our needs. Amen. He has given us everything. You have a problem. I don't care if the 30 days come and you still can't find your mortgage or your car payment. Trust God, because He wants to test your faith. See it as a purpose, because He said, "All things work together for good unto them that trust God." He cannot fail you. He cannot lie against Himself. He's not a man. He's not going to lie. He said, "I'll be with you." That is wisdom. Don't tell me that something cannot be done when God said, "I can do it." Did He not say that with me, all things are possible? Sometimes God has to put us into a pit to test our faith, to make us realize that He caused us to go there, but He will lift us up. And when He lifts us up, He puts our feet on a higher ground. That's the God I serve. That's the God I know. That's the God I believe in. I like challenges, because challenges will come from the enemy, and I want the enemy to know that victory is in Jesus Christ, and you cannot keep me down. I don't care what you want to say. I don't want you care what to do. I am not here to please mankind. I'm not here to satisfy people's curiosity. I want to demonstrate the power of God in me, even when I'm on my sick bed. I want people to know the God that I know. He's a God of wisdom. He's a God of knowledge. And I want the people to understand, yes, the enemy will attack me, because Jesus said, I am among wolves. There's a lot of wolves around me. They may crawl at me and claw at me, but they cannot harm me, because I'm surrounded by a force that the natural eye cannot see. And that's the force of Almighty God. We must understand. James said, if, as I mentioned before, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. He doesn't give you and take it back. As I said, godly wisdom is the force that figures out a way when there is no way. All right. I know Bruce can. He's an electrician, so he'll have some of these ideas. And those of you who do certain work at home, have you ever have a project at home and it's driving you crazy? You just can't figure it out, or it's on the job. And you try everything. Maybe it's a lock. You want to know how this door is going to lock, and you can't figure out because there's no space for the lock to hold. 2 days pass, and you said, oh, let it stay. But you want to solve that problem. You ever find yourself lying down and said, Lord, God, just help me. I need to get that door fixed. I need to get something done there. And by daybreak, you jump up. You said, yes, I know what I can do. There is a special type of lock that I can go to Lowe's and buy, and it will work there. That is wisdom God is giving you to go that a lock can fix it. But then comes understanding how to use that lock. Come on with me. You following with me, y'all? Huh? So God is going to give you the understanding, so you need some more help for that. And when you finish that product, your wife, your husband, your friend, or somebody, how on God's earth did you do that? No, I did it in God's heaven. Challenges will come. Don't give up. We are pressing on. The enemy don't want us to succeed, but there are little things, and sometimes it's the little things that matter. You know, you may lose something. Oftentimes I lose something as I get old. I don't even remember my name sometimes, looking for my glasses when it's on my face and all those kind of stuff. But the whole point about it, I eventually find it when I said, Lord. And sometimes I didn't even ask the Lord. I'm his child. He know I'm looking, stubborn for this, and I give up and I sit down. And then I got up to get a bottle of water, and then I look right beside the water. There is what I'm looking for. Let me tell you something. God is awesome. And God has a sense of humor. You know, the devil will try to trick us, but God will deliver us. The thin line of difference is that wisdom has to do with knowing how things happen. Right? Wisdom has to do with knowing how things happen and understanding touches and why things happen. One is to know it happened. The other to understand why it happened. Ephesians 5:15 and 16 said, see that he walks circumspectly, not as fool, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We have to walk circumspectly, walk with wisdom. We always talk about New Year. I never made New Year's resolution, as some people say, because I trust the Lord and God. The only thing I might say, you know, God or help in ages past, or help in ages past, but or hope for years to come. You know, so the whole point about it is that we are going through different phases, all of us here tonight in our lives. We are different age groups. We are different complaint. I'm a pain in the neck, sometimes a pain in the back. I'm all kind of pains that go around me. High blood pressure, you know, cancer patient, all those things going through my body. But like I always say, this robe of flesh with bars of bones that hold my soul is going to burst wide open. My spirit will be set free, and I'm on my way to glory. And so it is for all of us who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Regardless of what your challenges are, the burden you are carrying, God is with you and will see you through. Whatever the problem you may face, physically or otherwise, just trust God and lean upon his promise. Rest upon his promise, not rest upon your feelings or your emotions. Sometimes it's hard to get it. But when the pain or the doctor give you a bad news or the test result is not right, just say, thank you, Jesus. The Apostle Paul said, he was in the Philippian jail with his back bloody, and the saints went to visit him. And when they go there to visit him, there was a situation where the believers was going there to pray with him or to sympathize with him. And they were worried And Paul in prison said to them, come on now, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. We can rejoice in suffering, man. And I'm not telling you telling you this from out of the blue. I have learned to rejoice in suffering. I rejoice in suffering maybe daily. I can still say hallelujah and praise the Lord. Sometimes I make mistake and turn my neck when I shouldn't turn it. I said, oh my God, thank you, Jesus. You know, in everything give thanks. Because you see, I'm not going to give credit to the enemy. Don't tell me, oh, the devil. You hear people say, oh, the devil made me do it. Or the devil, oh, that old serpent. Oh, that old dragon. Let me tell you something, saints. I don't know where he is now. But one thing I do know, the devil is not in here. Because he cannot be at the same place all the time. He's not God. He may be in the Middle East fighting war with the Taliban's or whoever. He may be in the White House creating confusion. I don't know. But what I do know, he can't be everywhere at the same time. So how he's going to stay over there in Africa or someplace and cause you to curse out your brother and your sister? The devil didn't make you do anything. You made a choice to do it. Most of the things we make is by choice. The devil has an emissary and his demons who will try to trick us because he's a trickster. You know, we know he transformed himself into angels of light. And that's what he'll do to us. But if we walk circumspectly as children of light, even if we fall, we will rise again. We cannot be destroyed. There is no knockout punch that the devil can give us. Knock you down, but him can't knock you out. We are like the cat with more than 99 lives. We are strong. We are not weaklings. Proverbs 4 and verse 6 said, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. The words of God, wisdom is powerful. Wisdom is strength. Wisdom is what we need to make decisions in life. Don't let anyone tell you can't. I learned from a young man that the word can't, you know what can't is? Anybody ever hear what can't is? Can't is, when somebody say can't is a sluggard lazy to try. I was told that as a kid, when I used to say, I can't do this, I can't do that. Oh, you're a sluggard, you're lazy to try. We keep trying. And what we can't do by our present position or help, ask God. In 2 Peter, he said, God has given us all things pertaining to this life. All we have to do is to claim it. I don't know. You don't ask God to be a millionaire. That's God's option. He bless us how he wants to bless us. We just have to worship and be thankful and to honor God in all our ways and in all our doings. Okay, dear, the devil is trying to trick me now, but you're not going to get that. You're not going to get my attention. Sorry about that. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Love wisdom, but make sure that wisdom is of God, not man's wisdom. Come and tell you things. Because the devil will come and he send his emissaries and the flesh sometimes, you know. Because remember, I always say this. The flesh never gets converted. It's sinful flesh. And that's why the word of God said, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. The flesh is sinful flesh. It will taunt us. It will tempt us. It will do all the tricks on us, even when we are sleeping. You know that the devil and demons can enter your dream when you are sleeping? The Bible said that. So we got to be careful. Be careful how we get up and said, oh, I dream that, you know, this brother some years ago said, you know, brother, Wedderburn, this lady come to church and tell me that she get a vision last night that God said she's going to marry to me. That you are going to marry him. So he said, he turned around. He said, sister dear, with all the love I have for you, but I want to tell you this. The last time I checked, me and the Lord have a good thing going on. So why wouldn't he tell you and don't tell me? You know, so sometimes, and we don't know that she might get a dream. Because she may be thinking on this person, but it wasn't from God. It wasn't a vision from God. We have to be careful. The Bible said we should test the spirit. We should try the spirit. You know? And know that whatever we hear, whatever we read, go back to the Bible. That's why I tell folks the book of Proverbs is one of the most powerful books to read because it gives us everything pertaining to this life and how to deal with it. That's what Solomon had done. That's why he went out there in the world. That's why he was able to say all things are vanity and vexation of the spirit. The Bible said in Proverbs 24 and verse 3 said, through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. By wisdom a house is built, by understanding it is established. I'm talking about the wisdom of God, godly wisdom that God has given us to guide us in this life. We will hear and we'll make mistakes, but when we go back to the words, the ancient words are always true. Read the Bible continuously. And I always quote the words of D.L. Moody that the Bible was not given to educate us. It was given to change our lives. And when we use it to change our lives, we will be changed. Wisdom enables a man to communicate in strength, and it stirs up the potential within the individual. When you have the wisdom of God and you're going to confront a situation, you have power. Because you know that God's promise that he will be with you like he was with Jeremiah, like he was with Elijah, like he was with Samson, like he was with all those patriots of old. It was the power of God in them. And at that time, the Spirit of God weren't living continuously in man. It only go upon them for a certain purpose. But for us, if we have the Spirit of God, have you ever stopped to think and question yourself? Paul said, if the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwell in us. Think about that. That eternal Spirit of Almighty God that caused that sepulchre to open, that the Son of God can come out, having been crucified. That power that Jesus Christ used to say, Lazarus, come forth. And if that Spirit dwell in all of us, we are forces to reckon with, saints in God. We are behaving like weaklings. We have the power. We got to use it. Use it for the glory of God. That's where wisdom is. Stop being chickens. Stop being failures. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might because we have it. If God said no weapon that is formed against us can prosper. Now, wait, what's going on? Why aren't we more forceful? Why aren't we more powerful? You know, sometimes we say things is going well at Marian Oaks. We're getting good brethren coming in. But let me tell you something. There's a lot of room for improvement. We shouldn't have all those chairs stacked up there. We have fasting. That was announced by Pastor. Started on Monday. The most folks came out one morning was, I think it was 5. Where's everybody? Nobody want to talk to God? What? A lot of people have a problem with God. They don't want to draw near to God that he may draw near to them, as the Bible said. We need to come out and seek God together. That's no excuse. You know, one thing about me, everybody know me for my boldness. Because some saints are just lazy to get up out of their bed to come out 8 o'clock in the morning. But think about who you're going to see. You're going to see God. You're going to meet with Jesus on your knees. Come on, saints. If you don't have to go to work, you can get up and you can go to the supermarket. You can buy what you want. You can go to the doctor. Come on. Come out and come down on bended knees and seek God. The psalmist said in Psalm 105, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord with our own heart. And God will do marvelous things. That is wisdom. If you are sick, if you are lazy, whatever it is, didn't the Bible say, go to the slug, go to the ant, thou sluggard, learn his ways and be wise. Wisdom again. We need, if we call ourselves children of God, yes, there's be inability. Not everybody can do this and do that, whatever it is. But make an effort. Try. Because the reward is great. Don't draw back. Don't hold back. Be of good courage. Be strong in the Lord. We are children of God. He will heal us. He will lift us up if we trust him. I love to see people on fire for the Lord. Because God is good to me. I have 9 surgeries. When I get injured in my head, the last accident, that was about the fifth time I got hit down in my head with rock, with boulders, 18 stitches in my head, all over my body, marks on my body, broken back, 4 different places, fractured hands. You don't know. I've been battered and bruised, but I'm still standing. Amen. Because of the grace of God. Amen. Because I know the God that healed me. I know the God that trusts me. I still feel pain and everything, but I don't worry about it. Because I know one day, Jesus bore more than that for me, you know. But one day, like I said, this body is going to drop and rise, and I'm going to seize the everlasting prize. And then, as the songwriter said, I'll say, farewell, farewell. I have taught thee, the Bible said, in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right parts. When thou goest, thy step shall not be straitened. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Proverbs 4:11-12. We will not fail if we trust God. We have to run together the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We are not doing anything to please any brother or sister. We are doing it as unto the Lord. Come out in numbers. Trust God. Lay your burden at the cross. We all have challenges. I don't call problems. The people who don't have problems, I know where they are. They are lying in the cemetery. They have no problems. Now, the other people who are living on that problem is the unsaved, because they are problems themselves. But we who are believers, we don't have problems, and we only have challenges. And from the challenges, when the challenges come to us, then we go to Papa in heaven and said, I need some wisdom now, how to deal with this challenge. And he give us the wisdom, and he give us the understanding. With all thou gettest, get wisdom, but with all thou gettest, get understanding. You know, it is said that men who are anxious to improve their circumstances are unwilling to improve themselves. They will remain bound. I repeat, men who are anxious to improve their circumstances but are unwilling to improve themselves will remain bound. We have to be willing to improve ourselves, and that improvement means growing in the Lord Jesus Christ. We can't be the same Christian today, yesterday, tomorrow, everything. There got to be some changes. Because like I said, the word of God change our lives, change our attitude, our behavior, our lifestyle, or give us some more joy, give us some more strength, give us some more courage, that, you know, it will cause friends and neighbors to join with us and to come out. They want some of what we have. It will change ourselves. It doesn't matter, saints, where you are in life. It doesn't matter where we are in life. None of us. It doesn't matter where any of us here is in life. What matters is where we are going. Is that direction where we are going? And to get the right direction, we need wisdom to guide us. Wisdom is powerful. Wisdom has been from the beginning of time. By wisdom, the heavens were formed, the clouds were formed, the sky, everything was by the wisdom of God. God possessed wisdom, and he said he will give it to us. What a mighty force we can be if all of us have the wisdom. You know, think about all of us here prepare ourselves and have the wisdom and claim that wisdom. We just open the door and call up the virus, what's its name, coronavirus or all the thing, and said, depart from the United States of America. Wisdom can do that, you know, because wisdom is God. Wisdom is power. Wisdom is power. Wisdom is God. God wants us to live in victory. God wants us to utilize his wisdom. He has given us everything in our lives. God wants us to do that. It doesn't matter where, as I said before, we are in life. It's where we are going. It's all about developing a proper mindset. The way to begin is by having a sincere mindset. Because our minds are like a parachute. It has no use until you open it. If you're jumping out of the plane with a parachute and you don't open it, you know what's going to happen. Okay? If you're walking in the rain with the umbrella and you don't open it, you know what is going to happen. So therefore, we have to have the mindset. We have to have an open mind that we can receive and fill our mind. Have a renewed mind. Be renewed in our mind. Let the old things be gone. And let the power and the word of God and the wisdom of God reign within us. Saints of God, God loves you. He wants you to have all that he has for us. It's ours for the taking. All of us, including myself, need sometimes to revisit and break up our folly ground and return to the God of our salvation, who loved us with an everlasting love and is saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He wants us to have peace in the midst of the storm. He wants us to have satisfaction in everything we do. He wants us to have wisdom to make the right decision. God doesn't want us to live in the status quo. He wants us to live in victory. When we got saved, we become new creatures in the Lord Jesus Christ. We will stumble, yes. We'll make mistakes. God knows that. Nobody is perfect in this world because sin has destroyed the humankind. But we sang this evening, Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin has left the crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And one verse said, and now I stand in him complete. We are standing in him complete. And now before his throne, I stand in him complete. We are before the throne of God tonight. We are at the foot of the cross. And in our mindset, saints of God, let us for a moment as we close, and I thank you for listening so intently. I can see you all listening and paying attention. And I hope to God that all these words take set in our hearts and we can meditate on them. And if we want, we can put God to the test. And he'll prove to you that he'll do what he promised. Let us all stand together and pray. Oh God, we love you tonight. God, your word is powerful. Your word can change our thoughts, change our mindsets. Your word gives us hope, gives us strength, gives us encouragement. Your word is wisdom. We thank you for the wisdom that he has promised us, Father, if we ask you. And as we stand before you tonight, God, and as these words come forth to our ears, I ask and pray that, God, that every one of us that is under the sound of my voice tonight, that you will impart some godly wisdom in our lives. God, we need it. We need your wisdom to go through the challenges of life, whether to face sickness, whether to face financial problems, whether to face personal problems, whatever the issues, God, you know it all. But sometimes the reason why we stumble and we fail is because we are not utilizing your wisdom in making the decisions. So God, I pray for each and every one of us tonight that you will impute some wisdom to us, Father, that when we go from here, we can think of something that has been a challenge to us, something that we want to make a decision about and don't know how to make that decision, Father. Give us that wisdom that you have for us. You cannot lie. You're a faithful God. So God, I ask you tonight to bless us as we go from here with your Holy Spirit. Protect each and every one of us as we go home. Be with us tonight, even as we sleep, Father. May we have visions of you. May we sense your presence. May we hear from you. May your word fill our hearts with wisdom. And may we walk in love, in unity, and in your strength and in your power. God, we love you. I know you love us. So help us, God, to love you more and draw us closer to the center of your will, we pray. In Jesus' precious name, amen.